Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the December 9th Kira Beach Town Council. We'll start this evening with an invocation and pledge of allegiance from Commissioner Alan Oliver.
Let us pray. God, we come to you today, asking for your guidance, wisdom, and support as we begin this meeting. Help us to engage in meaningful discussion, allow us to grow closer as a group, and nurture the bonds of community, and fill us with your grace as we make decisions that will affect the residents of Kira Beach. Continue to remind us that all we do here today, all that we accomplish, should be for the good of the entire Kira Beach community. Amen. Please stand and for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we begin, I would like to introduce our honored guests. And let me start with Ms. Julia Bozeman, who is the chairman for the County Commission. Welcome and thank you for coming. Also, we have Jonathan Barfield, commissioner from the county. Jonathan, thank you very much for coming. We have Leanne Pierce here with us, the mayor-elect for Carolina Beach. Thank you for coming. We appreciate that, and we'll look forward to being at your meeting tomorrow. And we have Jay Healy, who is commissioner-elect for Carolina Beach. So welcome, and thank you for coming. Okay. The approval of the consent agenda items. Do I have any discussion or changes?
Make a motion we approve as presented.
Motion, second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any communication or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Consent agenda items are approved as noted. The adoption of the agenda, please. Do we have any additions or deletions from the agenda from the commissioners?
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion we adopt the agenda as presented.
Second.
I would like to have a commissioner item at the end.
Not a problem. We have a commissioner item area, John, and we will have the chance to go ahead and do that. So that'll be fine. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The agenda is adopted as written. First order of business this evening is Department Business Administration.
And office for Beth. I was here for Beth.
Okay.
Beth, is there anyone you would like to have come up front to hold the Bible for you? And if you could introduce him to the town.
That is my husband, Tyler Chase. He obviously works for Carolina Beach. We know which town is better.
Okay. If you would put your hand on the Bible, please, and repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I, Beth Chase. Swear that I will support and maintain
the Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
The duties of my office.
As deputy town clerk.
As deputy town clerk.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Do we have any other department business this evening? Department heads?
No, sir.
Yeah. Okay, very good. This will be a quick meeting. Discussion and consideration of old business. We have no old business items on the agenda for this evening. Discussion and consideration of the new business. And the new business will consist of the swearing in of the mayor and the new councilman. Judge Blackmore has agreed to swear us in this evening, and thank you very much, if I may call you Becky.
This far quicker.
Ruth, can you please come up with our Bible?
I'd just like to say what an honor and a privilege it is to once again get to swear in the mayor and the town councilman of Peary Beach, my hometown, where I have resided now for 7.5 years. Also in front of one of the newest residents of Peary Beach, Commander Thomas Buffington, who's my friend from high school, is here tonight for his first Peary Beach Town Council meeting as a new owner.
Okay, you're welcome.
You get to see a special event tonight. And meetings are not always this short, if you decide to.
You can plan longer.
All right, at this time, if you are ready, Ruthie, if you'll hold the Bible, and Craig, if you'll repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Craig Blazinski.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties. Of my office as mayor of the town of Peary Beach.
Thank you.
I
state your name. I, David William
Hagler. Do solemnly swear. That I will support, defend, and maintain. The Constitution and laws. Of the United States. And the Constitution and laws. Of North Carolina. Not inconsistent therewith. And that I will faithfully discharge. The duties of my office. As commissioner for the town of Peary Beach. So help me God.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you share?
Yes, ma'am.
We're doing this in order of life.
And not mine. You'll also notice for this event he has on real shoes instead of
once every four.
All right. I state your name.
I, Joseph Whitley.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States. And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office as commissioner for the town of Peary Beach. I will faithfully discharge the duties.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of my office.
Of my office.
As commissioner for the town of Curie Beach.
As commissioner for the town of Curie Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right. Congratulations.
I pass it to Mandy. Okay, we will move on to the seating of the newly elected council and the council appointments. I will need a motion for each of these. Mayor Pro Tem for the next 2 years.
I make a motion that we ask, or make a motion that David Hagler be the Curie Beach Council's Mayor Pro Tem for the next 2 years.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Congratulations, David.
Thank you very much, sir.
Liaison to the Building Inspections Department for Town Codes, and it requires a council appointment. I would like a motion for Mr. Joseph Whitley.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations, Joseph. Two council members to serve on Curie Beach, Carolina Beach Sewer Authority. I would like a motion for Mayor Pro Tem David Hagler and Joseph Whitley to serve in that capacity.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. One council member as bank signatory. The mayor and the mayor pro tem are automatically on that, but we do need a third signature, and I would like a motion for John Ellen.
Make a motion for John Ellen to be the third bank signatory for the town.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, John. Council of Governments. I would like a motion that Mr. Commissioner Alan Oliver be our Council of Governments liaison.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Mr. Oliver. MPO Advisory Board. That must be a council member. I would like a motion for John Allen to handle that responsibility for the town.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, John. John, I'll serve as your backup when you can't make it. You are the voting member. MPO Citizens Advisory Committee. That has been the purview of our town clerk, who was Nancy Avery. It will now move to the new town clerk, Mandy Sanders. I would like a motion to appoint Mandy Sanders to the advisory committee for the MPO Citizens Advisory Board.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Mandy. Ports, Waterway, and Beach Commission. I would like to extend Commissioner Allen's time on this commission. I would like a motion for that, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Alan, for that. And when you cannot make it, you are the voting member, but I will be your backup. TDA Authority, the Tourism Development Authority. We have a business owner. I would like a motion for Ann Brodsky to be the business owner representative for the town. And I will be the, by law, I am required to be the member of that TDA council. So if I may have a motion for Ann Brodsky as the business member, please.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. I talked to Ann today. She is delighted to extend. MPO Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee. Currently, that is Mo Lindquist. We need a motion to extend Mo.
I'll make that motion.
All.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Cape Fear Disability Commission. Currently, we have a young man, Dustin Robinson, who is representing us on that commission. I would like to extend that for Dustin. He does speak with me about what is going on there, so a little shy, but you've seen him at a couple Coffee with the Mayor meetings. So I would like an extension or a motion to extend Dustin.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Mayor announcement of council liaisons. Administration department, I will take that role. Finance department, Commissioner Alan Oliver. Fire department, Commissioner John Ellen. Police department, I will take that role. Public Works Department, Commissioner David Hagler, Mayor Pro Tem David Hagler, excuse me. Recreation Department, Commissioner Alan Oliver. Community Center Committee, I will take that responsibility. Marketing Committee, Commissioner John Ellen. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee, Commissioner Joseph Whitley. Land Use Plan Committee, Commissioners Alan Oliver and Joseph Whitley. Planning and Zoning Commission and Historic Preservation Commission, Commissioner Joseph Whitley. Any questions or discussions on those points? Those pretty much are identical to what we've been doing for the last 2 years, gentlemen, and we will be glad to take that experience forward. Our council retreat. We need to schedule a date for the 2020 annual council retreat. That is usually held in January. We have 4 dates recommended by our finance director. Monday, January 27th, Friday, January 31st, Monday, February 3rd, or Friday, February 7th. What is the will of the council? Any particular needs or?
Okay, either.
Either Friday would be good, better.
Friday would be better?
Yeah, sure.
Everybody agree with the Friday? Okay, so we have 2 Friday options. We have the 31st and the 7th.
Make a motion we make them on the 31st.
John, you okay with the 31st? Yeah. 31st work for all of you?
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion for the 31st. I need a second.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Arlen, it'll be the 31st.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if anybody wants to send me any, if they have anything in particular they would like to cover,
mm-hmm. That is an important point. Things that we have going on, we really do need to get them added to that that agenda so the department heads know how to look at their budgets. January meeting reschedule. The January 20th meeting is currently scheduled on Martin Luther King holiday, and that holiday the town facilities are closed. Therefore, what is the will of council relative to setting an alternative date? Would you like to move to Tuesday, or would you like to stick on Monday on an alternate week?
I vote for the next day, Tuesday the 21st.
Tuesday the 21st?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. So how about a motion, gentlemen?
I'll make a motion that the January Town Council be held on January the 21st at 6 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Got that, Mandy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to move to mayor items at this point. I see a young man in the back of the audience, and I wish you would stand up, Mr. Kennedy. Chief Kennedy, please. I have a note here from FEMA. Senior fire officer completes the executive program. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, U.S. Fire Administration, National Fire Academy announced November 22nd that the following individual from the state of North Carolina has successfully completed the executive fire officer program, the EFOP. This is a program that takes years to complete, and we are proud of you, Mr. Kennedy, to bring that professionalism to our department. First level was executive development. Second level was executive analysis of community risk reduction. Third level was executive analysis of fire service operations and emergency management. And the last course was the executive leadership, which examines all aspects of executive level leadership and ties together all the educational experiences of the previous 3 years. And I understand you had to do projects along those lines. Proud of you. Anybody have anything you want to say to Mr. Kennedy?
Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Hey, nice wishing him a happy birthday today.
That is his birthday today. I wasn't going to tell people the last time. I have one other mayor item, and that was a quick discussion on a January 7th Tuesday and a January 11th Saturday potential for paid parking inputs in a town council meeting.
What were those dates again?
That was January 7th and January 11th. We had previously discussed December 4th and 10th.
Yeah.
And due to the things going on in December, we did not get to those meetings. Any discussion on those
points? 2 days? Or?
Yeah, we do one during the evening, during the week, and then the other one on Saturday morning. Yeah.
Okay. People who can't get there in the evening can do it on Saturday morning. Now, Joseph and I would do that. Sorry.
Are you doing a public hearing or just a...
It would just be a town hall to get inputs from individuals and hear what they have to say about it.
Okay.
Any other comments?
So is the expectation we all make it or just make one? Or
no.
What's the,
you know, no, you can make as many as you like, but Joe and I will handle it. We have a list of the challenges. We know how people feel about this to a large extent from coffee with the mayor and other meetings that we have with these citizens. But it's time for us to hear their inputs and for them to understand the conditions and the difficulties in achieving that particular need, if that's what we believe we need, and why we need it. So that will clearly be one of the questions.
Farther on in the steps.
Okay. So I make a motion, the mayor and councilman work with the town clerk to advertise for two town halls on January 7th and January 11th for inputs on parking.
Let's get the year started.
Okay. All in favor?
What time?
They'll work with you to set it. That's what I didn't
Well, that Tuesday we can do, what, 6 or 6:30?
We should probably start at 6 on Tuesday and 10 o'clock on Saturday.
For 2 hours, maybe. I don't want it to get too far.
So you want me to amend my motion for the times? So I was letting it work with it.
I do have a comment before we vote.
Yes.
At the Chamber of Commerce dinner last Thursday night, which I attended to represent the town, I made a comment when we were presented one of the plaques that we were proud on the south end of the island not to have paid parking. So I just want to throw that out there.
And what was the reaction?
It got a cheer.
it got a cheer from Carolina Beach? So
look at those parking rates for Curry Beach citizens in Carolina Beach.
No, I tell you what. We have to look at the will of the citizens, and frankly, why are they interested in that? What are we trying to solve? And when we know what we're trying to solve, then we'll know what actions we need to take. Okay. Now, are there any other commissioner items? Any commissioner items?
Yes. Are we going to vote on his motion?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Sorry. This is a voting process, so are we going to vote on the all in favor of the meeting, the town halls? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Got ahead of myself. Okay. Any other commissioner items?
I do. At the meeting that I just mentioned for the representing the town of Curry Beach at the Chamber of Commerce, we were awarded a couple of plaques. And the first one I want to present, I'll read it as I'm walking. If Chief Bowden will come up to represent the police department. In grateful appreciation to the Curry Beach Police Department for your continued dedication and support to all events sponsored by the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce in the year 2019.
other one I will hand to the mayor, but it's presented to the people of the town in grateful appreciation to the town of Turie Beach for your continued dedication and support to all events that are sponsored by the Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce.
I accept it on the behalf of the people of Turie Beach. Mayor Pro Tem, do you have any items?
No, sir.
Commissioner Whitley, do you have any items?
No, sir.
Commissioner Oliver, do you have any items? Well, I think we set a record. If I may have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.